Wildfires char hundreds of homes in Texas. A shipping company's disappearance causes grief in Haiti. And a Liberian broadcasting group has the potential to reach millions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After several days, U.S. wildfires continue to blaze. Well over 1,500 homes in Texas have been charred, and churches are feeling the weight of the disaster.
There's a weariness already that's setting in. It's been many days, and a high degree of stress and uncertainty.
That's Mark Lewis, Director of Crisis Response with the Evangelical Free Church of America, who says 20% of most church congregants have lost their homes to the flames. The disaster has stirred eternal questions throughout Texas.
There's already been significant conversations about spiritual things and, you know, people just trying to answer that question, why? Why did this happen? Why to us?
The EFCA is helping churches respond.
We're going to be working with our local church there to help with some equipping for lay crisis counseling and developing a good follow-up ministry.
Next, even as the 10th anniversary of 9/11 passed with all of its somber reflection, many ministries are looking at the lessons that change the face of the church forever. Global Advance's David Shibley notes that some realities revealed in 2001 are confronting the church today with greater potency.
In this ensuing decade, persecution against Christians has intensified worldwide. Some research indicates that 700 million Christians worldwide are experiencing some kind of persecution, some level.
In many respects, he says, it's a brave new world. A defined enemy, target, and ideology pushed a paradigm shift in the North American church.
Many churches really became more mission-oriented as a result of these attacks. They realized that we indeed have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, and that it is time to juxtapose our message of the gospel to the pernicious message of religious terrorists.
Global Advance is connecting resources to pastors on the front lines. We have more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. For Haiti with Love's feeding program was shut down because of a glitch in paperwork. For Haiti's Eva DeHart says most of the time when food gets stuck on the docks, it's a government issue.
This turned out to be a shipper who picked up the containers, shipped them in two different directions. Paperwork was all messed up, and then the shipper just dropped out of sight.
For Haiti owes over $13,000 in fees. It's a critical move considering the program closed in February.
We're waiting now to see just how many of those people come back. It's my fear that we probably lost quite a few of the elderly people who were totally relying on us.
Interestingly, there was evidence to show their team has been Christ to the people they help. Usually there are riots if a program shuts down.
They prayed with us this time. There was a deeper level of understanding than I really expected, and that has to be an answer to prayer.
Meanwhile, young radio broadcasters are praying God will use them to share the gospel to their countrymen and beyond. With the assistance of HCJB World Radio, Africa Bible College University in Liberia will be broadcasting in Yakepa. The school is granted a frequency, but broadcasting from the desired mountaintop isn't finalized yet. If approved, they could broadcast to Guinea, Ivory Coast, and much of Liberia. Some 100 students are enrolled at the school. Pray they learn and effectively share Christ. And Arabs in the Middle East and North Africa are being asked, what would Jesus do in the Arab world this week? Sat7 Christian Satellite Television for the Middle East and North Africa is working with Amin to produce a new program series with that same title. He's hoping as Christians model love, compassion, and a servant's heart, they'll be curious. Pray as Amin airs more of his story, reads scripture, and shares questions from those curious about the Christian faith. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.